We hear a lot about dementia, but how much do you know about the condition? If your family has been touched by dementia, then you might already know all there is to know. And if that is the case, you might like to share your story, or at least some suggestions that might help others. If you'd like to talk to me, my number is 8724 1000. That's 8724 1000. Or you might have a question. My guests this morning are Wendy Jude, the Director of Care at Boantic Lodge, Lake Terrace, and Teresa Connor, the Dementia Specialist at Boantic Lodge. Good morning. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Stuart.
So, Teresa, what is dementia? How do we define it?
Okay, Stuart. Dementia is like a syndrome of conditions. There are quite a lot, over 100 different types of dementia, with Alzheimer's disease being the main one, of course.
100 different types?
There is 100 different types of dementia, under the syndrome of dementia. Yes.
Right. Do they share some things in common, though, when it comes to the signs and the symptoms?
Absolutely. There are certainly different signs and symptoms for everyone, although everyone won't experience the same symptoms. And it's an individual thing. We treat everybody as an individual, and you what might work for one person may not work for someone else.
So how is it diagnosed?
Well, firstly, you need to speak to your GP if you've got any concerns, in particular to rule out any other underlying conditions, like maybe an infection or something like that. And the GP would then go do some cognitive testing, and a geriatrician would become involved, and that then will lead to a diagnosis or finding out what the actual condition is.
Right. And when it comes to like some common indicators, what are some of the warning signs that we need to perhaps be considering that this could be dementia?
Okay, Stuart. With normal ageing, you know, you might misplace your keys or forget the date.
I do that all the time. Right?
Absolutely. But your intelligence remains the same.
Yes.
However, with the diagnosis of dementia, it's like forgetting the seasons or the months or planning things or tasks that you've done forever, not actually knowing how to process that task. They would be the main areas of concern. Yes.
And when those sorts of things are starting to happen, that's the trigger to go and see the GP initially?
Absolutely. It's very important that you get a timely diagnosis so that then support can be put into place to treat the condition. Although a diagnosis of dementia is a terminal condition. However, with the right support in place, you can continue to live really well.
Mm. Does anyone ever sort of come along and present self-diagnosing? I think I'm getting dementia. Does that happen?
Yes, it can to a certain degree. However, with a bit of education, they are quite reassured that it may not be that condition, and that's why it is important to speak to your GP if you've got any concerns, because the GPs, along with the geriatricians, are, you know, they have to make that diagnosis, along with cognitive testing.
But usually it's the loved ones, it's the relatives, the friends.
Yes, definitely.
And perhaps people that you might come into regular contact with, say, at a pharmacy or something, who might sort of pick up on the fact something's not quite right here.
Yes, absolutely, Stuart. The thing is, those people pick up the symptoms quite early rather than the individual. The individual might think nothing's quite wrong. Yeah, it's actually their loved ones and surrounding friends and community that actually notice the symptoms.
I don't expect you to have all of the answers today, but I'm just wondering how you actually have that conversation with the person that, you know, we're worried that you might have dementia.
that is one of the difficult things for families, and that's why, look, we do support that. We do support people to ring us and come and, if they need support, to have that conversation. And unfortunately, you know, if these symptoms are happening, some people can go into denial.
And become aggressive, perhaps?
Not so much, quite withdrawn. Because, withdrawn. Yeah, it's probably a self-preservation thing that they're, you know, trying to stay connected to their world, but these things are happening. So that's, and that's where the family need a bit of support to have those conversations.
Right.
And they can also be very clever at hiding what they know they're not getting quite right and being a bit vague or very defensive.
Mm.
I've done this. I know how to do that. It's all right.
Yes. Well, you mentioned support just then, and what is available in the way of support?
Well, you can contact myself at any time at Bowendick. And there's also Our Sons Australia are a brilliant resource for families. They have a website but also a 1-800 number. They have a lot of fact sheets for people. And talking about families, they're good for conversations to how to have that initial conversation with people. And also there is a dementia link worker employed by Alzheimer's South Australia called Louise Masters. Louise works Wednesdays to Fridays in the Limestone Coast region, and she has a mobile number that she can be contacted, and she will support people with anything they need, yeah.
Mm. And you have a support group at Bowendick?
We certainly do. We developed that several years ago now, and it just continues to grow, and people meet monthly.
So how does it work?
What happens is anyone that in the community can self-refer themselves or ring us at our office, and they meet, and it's all carers that are caring for someone living with dementia, whether the person's still at home or whether they're in residential care or whether they have actually are now deceased. And it brings all these people together that they're not alone. They are going through similar things, and they do have lots of help and tips for each other. It's a really, and they've gained some really lovely friendships throughout the years with it. And it, as I said, it continues to grow.
Mm. Mm. How, just from a personal point of view, just for a moment, how rewarding is it for you to be involved with a group like that and to see, I don't know, the expressions on people's faces when they realise that they're not alone there?
Yeah.
There are suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's, and I mean, there's lots of tears and lots of laughter, but it is really good to see that they can support each other, and it's not, it's their actual group, if you like. They run the group, so that's, the benefit is really, really worth it for people.
Hmm. So that's support for carers. What about support for people with dementia who are still living at home?
Yes, we have a group called Connections, and they meet weekly. And they either have, it all depends on what they've decided to do. They go on outings to galleries, to lunch, to the lakes, or they stay in the therapy centre and do all sorts of things. Yeah, they have a really good time. That's really well supported, and we have some fantastic volunteers that help out also.
And Wendy, you'd be involved with these volunteers?
We have our own volunteers. Well, we have to share some volunteers in the residential site, and certainly and they really enjoy working with our residents with dementia and their families and providing another aspect to their life with our residents who live with us.
Hmm. And as we all know, we do have an ageing population, so dementia is just one area that we all need to be more aware of, because it's going to be more and more in our face.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think it's really important that both the person living with dementia and their care support network, whether it be family or friends or whoever it is, maintains that interaction with the community. They get out and interact with other people rather than become very inclusive at home. That social network really stands them in good stead as the disease progresses.
And if I can, sorry, go on a bit further with that, we're actually going to have some community forums regarding that, is that people living with dementia need to stay socially engaged. Research has shown that it does slow down the progression. So what we would like to see is service clubs, retail outlets come to these forums to get an understanding of dementia, so that people that stay in the community and want to engage in the community feel valued and a part of their own community.
Yeah. And have arrangements been finalised for those forums?
No.
But and will they be held across the region?
Yes, they'll be right across the limestone region, because one of we'd like to see is the whole limestone coast being a dementia friendly community, so people can stay engaged in their own communities.
I've just come back from a training course, and one of the questions that was posed more than once was, what would success look like to you when talking about a particular project? So what would success look like for you with these forums?
What we'd like to see is people being able to go into a shop and not be overwhelmed, to have that support from the person on the other side. Same as service clubs, that just because a person's got a diagnosis of dementia doesn't mean they can't contribute. Like, everyone needs a sense of purpose, and these service clubs and things like that have been an important part of that person's life, so there's no reason they can't continue to do so.
And just getting back to the support that is available at home and support for carers, we talked about the support groups, but there's also things like garden maintenance that can be provided as a help.
Yeah, absolutely. We have services called Bowendick Community Care, and that can start off with a small amount of support at home or a large amount of support at home, including up to clinical care. We have quite a few range of care workers from Keith in the upper southeast, right around the coast to Port Macdonald, and everyone that would like to have services, which is personal care, shopping, garden maintenance, as you said, Stuart, they need to contact My Aged Care for a referral,
My Aged Care.
I do have the number if anyone's interested.
We were talking about that with Gillian the last time, the new system,
yes,
the changes that have happened there. So if people would like to find out more, what's the best way to do that? Where do they go?
They can contact Bowendick.
And the number there?
8724-1251. That's for support at home.
And my number?
Yes.
Yes,
the Lake Indeed. Terrace, the office is 8725-7377.
Right, so at the Lake Terrace office, 8725-7377, or to find out more about support at home, which is Teresa's area, 8724-1251. And if you have missed those numbers, don't worry, just call the station and we will pass them on. And of course, if people are internet savvy, there'd be all sorts of resources that could be tapped into there, and you mentioned Alzheimer's Australia, and there was another very helpful one, I think, that you mentioned.
Yes, Louise Masters. She's a Dementia Link worker. I've got her mobile here, so I'll leave that with you, Stuart.
Great. Thank you very much. Well, it's a big issue, and we've only just touched on it today. I'm sure there's much more that we could talk about, but hopefully this conversation will get conversations happening around the region where they need to happen, and people might be perhaps a bit more willing to pick up the phone and seek some help or some guidance about what to do and to take that next step. So Wendy Jude, Director of Care at Bowendick Lodge, Lake Terrace, and Teresa Connor, Dementia Specialist, thank you very much for coming in today.
Our pleasure.